This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. There is a question which is a follow-up on the music question that we had before. This brother is asking about the permissibility of using musical instruments during weddings. What is allowed and what is not allowed?
Alhamdulillah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's a good question because I've seen two extreme when it comes to wedding. One, which is you will not feel that you're in an Islamic
environment
or gathering at all, which is a full-fledged music, mixing men and women, dancing, you know, in front of men. And it became more popular even among some religious people. Mm-hmm. You know, music going on, full-fledged, like a DJ with like lights, and they go and they dance in front of everybody together, and boys and girls, and no doubt this is haram, this is not allowed. Don't start your marriage, don't start your life with doing something haram. Mm-hmm. The other extreme also, they turn wedding to lecture, you know, and it's okay to read some Quran, but all just read Quran and lectures, and maybe if they have a fun, they would read Nasheed Ghuraba or something like that, you know? It's just a string. It should be something in the middle. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam allowed women, and when he saw in Medina a wedding taking place, and he said, why don't you have fun? And he suggested for them to have singing with duf, which is a music instrument, a form of drum, to be used. Majority of the Muslim jurists restrict the use for music instrument to instruments to the drum, to the duf, mm-hmm. and they said for women, by women.
By women.
Okay?
Only
in the environment where women together,
audience.
But it's not like in front of men and like, right. You know.
Not even the groom.
Just the woman by themselves. So that's some maybe expand this to other music instruments to be included because they said it's since the permission was given, you know, the duf is just one instrument because it was a culture more like, but the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi opened the door for using music instruments for this occasion. You know what, to be on the safe side and from fiqh perspective, I would advise to restrict that to the duf. Mm-hmm. That also same thing the Prophet gave that from relation to Eid. Mm-hmm. Some fuqaha expand this to happy occasions, very special occasions. Like the woman, she said, Ya Rasulullah, I made a promise to do the duf. You know,
happy with his safety
because you return back safe.
Right.
It's a very happy occasion,
yes,
and it is allowed for you to do that. So, with this being said, I would say that make sure that we give an opportunity for people to have fun, to have a good time, you know, to. If women are going to dance and to go into with the full makeup and stuff like that, make sure that there is segregation between men and women because that would give them opportunity to really have fun and to dress well for the wedding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it happy occasion for everybody and give us success.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.